This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
When we think of agriculture in Illinois, some of the most obvious things are corn and soybeans. And, of course, there's wheat, hay, swine, cattle, and a number of other things. But one family has incorporated many horses into their operation. Andrew Eber of Christian County is the owner of Heartland Mini Hoofs, a nonprofit mini, as in small, equine visiting program. Andrew came by the studio this week to share how she got started working with mini therapy horses.
I'm actually from Taylorville. My husband and I farm in Stonington along with our son, and I co-founded Heartland Mini Hooves exactly almost 2 years ago last week.
Wow. Well, it's I can't wait to find out about it, and it's nice to have you here in the studio. So Heartland Mini Hooves, what is it? What do you do? And how did you come up with this idea?
Well, I didn't come up with the idea. I actually read about the idea. It's using miniature horses as animal-assisted therapy. And what we do is we take three miniature horses. We have Bailey, Winnie, and Jasper. And we go to nursing homes, hospitals, Alzheimer's units, schools, a variety of settings, and basically bring smiles to people.
Well, what a great job to have, and just really sounds like a lot of fun. And I know you brought one of the horses in today.
Yep,
Miss Bailey's here.
Bailey's here wandering around the studios.
So a lot of fun. So did you have any sort of background dealing with horses, or how did you have the experience, or how did you learn?
How did I get to this point in my life?
Well,
my background is I'm a registered nurse and a licensed social worker, and I have a master's degree in gerontology, so aging was always one of my loves. And as I approached retirement age, my daughter had got into horses when she was in junior high. And so I was not raised on a farm or raised with horses, but I grew up with her and her horses. So that's how I got the horse knowledge. And as I was looking towards retirement, I happened to read an article about using these animals as therapy animals. And this is relatively a new area to explore. You know, there's been therapy dogs for a number of years, and so using horses is relatively new, probably in the last 5 years. So I read about it, started looking around to see who was doing it, didn't find anyone. After exhaustive internet searches, I found a lady in California, one in Colorado, and one in Kansas City. And so I called this gal, talked 2.5 hours on the phone the first time. She said, come on out, and I said, okay. And so I drove to Kansas City, spent 4 days with her, and actually took Bailey on her first nursing home visit. Came home, looked at my husband and said, guess what? We're going to have livestock on the farm now, which he had never had livestock on our farm before. So that was quite a shock. And drove back 2 weeks later and bought Bailey and Jasper and brought them home and started the next week.
Wow. So she already had the horses when you visited, and was she planning on selling them? Did she raise them? Or
she had raised them, and she was doing training. She really wasn't planning on selling Bailey and Jasper, but we just connected so much, and I connected so much with the horses, she thought they'd have a good home with me, and so she agreed to sell them. And then a year later, we actually went and purchased another horse named Winnie. And Winnie is a full-blooded buckskin, and she's a year and a half old.
Wow.
So we're doing all of Winnie's training.
Great. Let's talk about the training. I'm sure there's a lot of hours that go into teaching these horses how to behave and everything that they need
absolutely.
To do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, horses are prey animals, and I sometimes think we forget that other animals in the wild try to eat them. You know, so that's why they are in herds. That's why they look out for one another. And so to teach them to trust us as part of their herd, you have to spend a lot of hours on the end of the lead rope. You know, it is not natural for a horse to walk in a building, to go on an elevator, to walk upstairs. We spend hours with them teaching them how to walk up to a person in a wheelchair with a walker in front of them, how to not pay attention when fire alarms go off or oxygen tanks or concentrators. We have to expose them to all those things, and on a continuous basis. You don't train them once and then don't do it again. Every day is a training day.
That, so you have them at home on your farm, so you're talking about fire alarms and steps. Do you have some of these props at home, or do you have places that you take
some
them?
Some of them we do. Other places we take them. And, you know, Taylorville's a lot like Litchfield. There's not a lot of places with elevators.
Yeah.
So we have to go find elevators. But, you know, like churches are a real good place for us because they have steps. Mm-hmm. And so they're pretty easy going up. It's always coming down that's an issue, because if you think about it, then their weight is heading down and it's a little bit scarier. So if we can get them up, then we go down the ramp and we practice that first. But you know, we go around town in different places, and there's always that first time when you go on a visit that they have to go in the elevator, you know, and it's interesting because with horses, that perception for them between the elevator and the floor, there's always that gap.
Mm-hmm.
They see that as a ditch or a gully, so they typically jump over it.
Sure.
So these guys tend to do a little hop into the elevator. Now, the two older ones, Jasper and Bailey, know that elevator is going to move, so they brace themselves. Winnie, she's not there yet. She's a little bit wild when the elevator's moving, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
It's just so amazing. I grew up around horses, so I understand how they can be skittish in these.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's not just like a person walking in, no big deal. You know, you really are teaching them what an elevator looks like, and they have
sure.
to acclimate themselves.
Well, and then the other thing, you know, people are touching them constantly and everywhere. You know, you may be visiting with one resident and someone walks up behind them and touches them on their back end. You know, so it's being able to tolerate a room full of people and being touched a great deal. With my guys, I can tell after about an hour, hour and a half, they're like, okay, Mom, it's time. I'm done. I'm done with people touching me. And that's typically how long a visit will last, you know, when we go into a facility.
I want to talk a little more about the visits, because you shared a few stories with me earlier. These horses, they touch people's lives, and they are therapy animals, essentially. So just share with us how people react when you're visiting nursing homes. Some people that do not talk, the horses bring that out.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about a therapy animal, what we want is for that animal and that resident to engage with each other. Had a resident in Springfield that was an advanced Alzheimer's patient and hadn't spoken a lot in a number of months. Went in with Bailey, was the one in particular, walked up, and she literally reached out and grabbed Bailey by her face and was talking to her. And the staff was really excited, and I asked them later on, I said, what was the big deal? And they said, well, she really doesn't verbalize. I said, well, she does. She does to Bailey. So we ended up going up there several months in a row so she could talk to Bailey and the staff could video it and show her family. And the interesting thing is she didn't care about Jasper or Winnie, didn't want anything to do with them. It was only Bailey. And the same thing happened last Friday, which was really special. We were in Shelbyville, and a lady was there. And as we typically what we do is we go in and we visit with a group of people. We go around and see them, and then we go down up and down the halls to those that didn't feel like coming out for the day. And this woman had came out late, and so I walked over with Bailey. And the gal that was with me said she probably won't, you know, respond. Well, as soon as I walked towards her, her eyes lit up, and so she began smiling, and so I knelt down, and Bailey stood there for about 10 minutes, and during that time, she was reaching out with a couple of fingers, touching her face, and just smiling, and she actually spoke a couple of times to me. That's why we do what we do.
Andra Ebert of Heartland Mini Hoofs, and we'll continue our story with Andra today on the Noon Farm Show at 12:45. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.